This is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ira Melman reporting the U.S. restates its support of Ukraine. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, on a visit to Ukraine today, said Washington will keep up pressure on Russia over what he called its aggressive behavior and signaled his personal support for providing weapons to Kiev. Mattis said Russia had not abided by the Minsk ceasefire agreement meant to end the separatist conflict in eastern Ukraine and that the United States would maintain sanctions on Moscow.
The U.S. and our allies will continue to press Russia to honor its Minsk commitments, and our sanctions will remain in place until Moscow reverses the actions that triggered them. As President Trump has made clear, the United States remains committed to diplomatic efforts to resolve the conflict in eastern Ukraine.
Mattis's visit timed for Ukrainian Independence Day is the second high-profile show of U.S. support in as many months after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson came to Kyiv in July. Ukraine has counted on U.S. support against Russia since a pro-Western government took power following street protests in 2014 when the Kremlin-backed president fled the country. India's Supreme Court ruled Thursday that the country's citizens have a constitutional right to privacy. The unanimous ruling by a 9-judge panel came in response to legal challenges to the government's biometric identification card program that requires people to undergo fingerprint and iris scans. More than 1 billion people have signed up for that program, which was set up with the intention of streamlining government services and cutting fraud, but concerns emerged about the safety of the data. This is VOA News.